This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Perhaps the super committee's failure couldn't have come at a better time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So by now you've heard that the Congressional Super Committee wasn't so super at finding $1.2 trillion in deficit savings. But the weird thing is, the big credit rating agencies don't seem to mind. S&P and Moody's both said the failure doesn't put the U.S. at risk of another downgrade. And if you look at where global investors are storing their money, you'd conclude the U.S. isn't such a bad bet after all. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, that's not all about us.
It's no mystery why the world sees the U.S. as a safe haven in these turbulent times. The U.S. dollar is still the most widely traded and trusted currency. The U.S. government bond market is still the biggest. And almost uniquely, a U.S. government has never defaulted on its debt. Where's an investor who's worried about uncertainty going to park his cash? Not in China, where the currency is manipulated by the government, nor in Europe, where the currency might collapse. Tim Loinig of the London School of Economics says the US is simply the best of a bad lot.
The American economy is growing. It's certainly growing much faster than almost everywhere in Europe. So America has the great advantage that so long as everybody else messes up, it's still the best country you can put your money in.
But some economists say there is a downside to this most favored nation status. It gives the U.S. the luxury of not having to tackle its debt with maximum urgency. Overburdened with public debt, the U.S. economy could suffer in the long run. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Coming up, we'll hear the president of Panama's thoughts on the U.S. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in overseas trading this morning, up about 0.7% in Singapore right now and 0.6% higher in London. Stock trading has been halted this morning in Egypt after the market there plummeted 5%. That's after a 4% drop yesterday, thanks in part, of course, to a new round of protests and violence in Cairo. Here in this country, we just got earnings from Campbell's Soup, which made $265 million last quarter, despite a decline in U.S. soup sales that's being blamed on higher prices for consumers. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 248 points, a little more than 2%, to close at 11,547.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now.
Well, now we're going to get a take on the global economy from someone with a front row seat. That would be the president of Panama, Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. Panama is, of course, home to the Panama Canal, which allows more than 200 million tons of shipping traffic to pass from the Pacific to the Atlantic and back each year. I caught up with the president while he was promoting Panama in a hotel full of business leaders in London. He started off by telling me how much he loves the United States.
Well, when I think of the U.S., I think of a paradise, the best place on earth. Since I was a little kid, I went to high school in Virginia, and my business experience was all done through American schools, and most of Panama's life evolved around the U.S.
Are you worried about the state of the U.S. economy right now?
I am worried, like everybody else, but I would be a little bit more worried about Europe and the euro crisis. I remember my father telling me when President Roosevelt in 1941 raised the debt limit to $50 billion. And somebody asked President Roosevelt, how do you plan to pay for that? He said, well, just look around the wealth of this country, all the factories, all the best land on earth, the most hardworking people. We have enough resources to pay for it. Who shouldn't worry about that debt limit? Well, I am still not worried about what's happening in the U.S. economy.
You mentioned government spending. I want to ask you about a big project in your country. You're widening the Panama Canal. Is a big infrastructure project like that difficult to justify to your citizens at a time of a weak global economy?
Well, the Panama Canal is immune from the global economy because all trade that comes through China goes to the eastern part of the USA, has to go through there, and all the trade that goes to the emerging economies in Latin America, which those economies are doing very good, and they seem a little immune to what is going on in the rest of the world. We have a very diversified economy in which no sectors accounts more than 8% of the GDP, and that's why we are growing at 10.3%, and next year we should grow around 12%.
Let me ask you one last question, sir. When it comes to economics, is there anything that you wish that the U.S. were doing differently?
I'll tell you what we did. We cut taxes, we cut import barriers, we cut red tape, and we enforced the collection of taxes. And we invested heavily on infrastructure. That created the momentum for other people to invest. What we're doing is putting a stimulus on the economy in the sectors that people could invest more and could have a profound effect on the employment of Panamanian citizens.
Ricardo Martinelli Barrocal is the president of Panama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
And finally, a quick scan of this morning's newspapers finds a disturbing trend: Thanksgiving scare tactics. The Wall Street Journal warns that scientists are increasingly finding that what happens in the body after eating such a big meal can increase the risk of later health problems. The Associated Press cautions Thanksgiving dinner alone can exceed 2,000 milligrams of salt, about 600 per serving from stuffing mix, and another 270 from gravy. And the Boston Globe offers a guide to having a low-calorie Thanksgiving, including this profound tip. Instead of piling a full cup of mashed potatoes on your plate, consider scooping only half as much. Wow, I never thought of that. Now, I'm all for healthy eating, but come on. It's Thanksgiving. Live a little. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Unemployed? Desperate? More and more people are turning to a higher power.
Every week, there are people who come to me in tears. Just like this last weekend, I got a note again, please pray for us, you know, with about 4 exclamation points at the end.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When all else fails, there's faith. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.